This is Madiba's Radio News.
Andibhotise kubaphulaphuli. Ubudlelwane be-SAUS buyayikhaba ingxelo yohlaselo lweefama eMzantsi Afrika. UMzantsi Afrika uyigxekile ingxelo yakutshanje yaseMelika ngamalungelo oluntu kweli lizwe. Uyibiza ngokuba ayichanekanga kwaye ineziphene ezinzulu. Ingxelo ithi uMzantsi Afrika uthathe inyathelo elixhalabisayo malunga nokuhluthwa komhlaba wamabhulu. Ikwatyhola ilizwe ngempatho gadalala ngokuchasene neentlanga ezincinci. Isebe lamalungelo liyaqinisekisa ukuba uMzantsi Afrika ulawulwa ngentando yesininzi namaqumrhu omgaqo siseko akhusela amalungelo oluntu. Urhulumente uthi uza kukhupha amaxwebhu okulungisa le ngxelo kwaye uthi uhlale evulelekile kusombululeni lo mba ngokusebenzisa amajelo ozakuzo. Inkundla iza kungqina ngesicelo sabathumbi bakaJocelyn Smith. Abantu abathathu abagwetywe benetyala lokuxhwila kunye nokurhweba ngokungekho mthethweni uJocelyn Smith kulindeleke ukuba bafumanise ukuba isicelo sabo semvume yokubhena kwezigwebo zabo siyaphumelela na. UKelly Smith, Jacqueline Apollis kunye noSteve Nofandrin bagwetywe ubomi bonke entolongweni. Inkundla yamkele ingxelo yombuso yokuba bathengise uJocelyn Smith oneminyaka emithandathu ubudala kwisangoma eSaldanha Bay ngoFebruwari onyaka ophelileyo. Gaitin McKinsey uthi akazokuxolisa ngento angayenzanga. Umphathiswa wezemidlalo, ubugcisa nenkcubeko Gaitin McKinsey uthi akanakucela uxolo ngento angayenzanga. Utyholwa ngokuthumela ii-tweets zobuhlanga kwiminyaka elishumi eyadlulayo. Ezi zityholo zivele oku emva kokuba ebize uxanduva lokuphendula kwi-podcasters ze-Open Chats nabathe bathetha amazwi ahlabayo ngabantu bebala. McKinsey uthi oku akukho nto ngaphandle nje kweminye imibutho yezopolitiko ezama ukulimaza i-Patriotic Alliance. Kwezemidlalo, uxinezelelo lusemagxini ngesiquphe kumqeqeshi Orlando Pirates u-Abdeslam Odo emva kokuba iqela lakhe liphulukene nemidlalo yalo yesibini ye-Betway Premiership ulandelelana ngorhatya langolwesibini. Ibethwe ngamanqaku amabini kwelinye yiMarumo Gallants eSisa Ramaphosa Stadium. Ukanti Mamelodi Sundowns iphinde yavuka kusuku lwayo lokuvula yafumana impumelelo ekhulekileyo ngokuphumelela amaZulu ngamanqaku amabini eqandeni eLoftus Stadium. U-Ikram Reyners beNoteshiri Matthews babeka iMamelodi Sundowns kwindawo yesibini kwi-PSL. Kwiindaba zeMadiba's Radio, ndinguZenande Nkebe.
Send your stories to news.madibasradio@mandela.ac.za.
You're listening to Madiba's Radio.
Opula pule Madiba's Radio.
Utelerije Madiba's Radio.
Otecheleza Madiba Radio.
Omametse Madiba's Radio.
Akalise na Madiba's Radio.
Lalele I Madiba's Radio.
Ulalele Madiba's Radio.
Niko checheleza Madiba's Radio.
Otecheleza Madiba's Radio.
You're listening to Madiba's Radio. Opening up the waves for you to be heard.
Hello everyone, you are connected to the Call Out podcast here on Madiba's Radio, where we connect, inform and definitely engage with you. I am your host with the most. I go by the name of KD, formerly known as Karaba Daniels. And of course, I'm not alone. I am with...
You are with Katlego Mofokeng, also known as Girl with the Nice Pants on the Instagram streets. What a do, what's up?
I am happy to actually have you here. It's a first, you. It's a first. And yeah. I'm looking forward to this episode.
We're gonna have a blast. We're loving on the ladies,
most definitely,
you know. Mm-hmm. Coming strong with the sisterhood and the woman.
Clock it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. yeah.
So take us through, what are we going to be talking about today? Heard you speaking about women. Okay,
we celebrated last week National Women's Day. Mm-hmm. And so we're looking at basically sending a love letter to the women who make us who we are. Aww. The women who fuel basically the way we walk about life. Mm-hmm. And I think it speaks to not just the women on campus or within the Nelson Mandela University community, but the women back home that inspired us to actually get as far as we have. Varsity is a very, very big process, and
most definitely,
yeah, no, we stand on the shoulders of giants.
Yeah.
Basically. Mm-hmm. So we're celebrating them today.
Aww. What did you do for Women's Day?
Mm-hmm. I was in bed all day. I didn't commemorate it.
That's
something. Okay.
What did you do?
I attended a book launch.
Oh, nice. Yeah,
I attended my mom's book launch.
Okay.
You know, woman power, clock woman in leadership. Yeah. So I attended that. It was very informative, very fun as well.
Yeah.
I was just very tired by the end of it because I was the one doing all the planning,
all the running around.
Exactly.
Makes sense.
Exactly. So it was, I had fun.
What is the book about?
It's about her life.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the title is The Truth, The Story Says It All.
So, ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
No, like, that's the perfect way to start this, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like,
her first book. I'm very happy.
Wow.
People are, she's also been on radio interviews at UWFM, True FM, you know.
Oh, wow.
So I'm really happy for her. And it's Women's Month.
Of course. What a
bonus.
This is like the perfect time.
Exactly. God's timing. Is the perfect timing.
Always on time.
Yes.
One thing about Big G.
Mm-hmm. One thing about Big G. Clock that. So South Africa is commemorating Women's Month. Of course, celebrating the significant role women play in society. So our commemoration theme for this year is celebrating 30 years of freedom towards women's development. So that highlights progress made since the advent of democracy and the adoption of Women's Charter for Effective Equality in 1994.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. So do you think that women nowadays are the same as women back in the days? I don't know if I'm you understand my question.
I fully understand what you're mm-hmm. asking. I think we can look at women socially and say that right now when this is going to be so
come on
okay mm-hmm. but it's fine, we're going to move with this.
Yes
back then women were groomed to take up I think roles within households,
mm-hmm.
and understandably so because of the socioeconomic situation that was prevalent at the time. Right now, we're not being raised to be wives,
mm-hmm.
and to be subservient or to just serve within a family context.
Mm-hmm.
We are taught to be our own humans. Mm. We are more autonomous than we were before.
Definitely.
And we've seen obviously through the waves of femininity or feminism. And that's great, but we are coming into our own in the best way. And I think it's such an amazing thing.
I love it for us.
It's kind of scary, mm-hmm. though. But like, it's
low-key.
Really, really, really interesting. Because how can you... We can't look back on our like grandparents and our... Well, you can look at your mom and you can be like, look, okay?
Mm, okay,
exactly.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. See, so I'm from a family where they're educators. They set that standard for us where it's just like education is it. And so from then on, you're like, okay, like, where to from here?
Mm.
What does success mean to me? What does it look like? Because my parents or the women before me have achieved their own version of success. So what does it mean to me? And what does it look like?
Mm-hmm.
And it's beautiful that we have role models that allow for that to happen.
Yeah.
Mm. Mm. What do you think about the modern day feminist, the modern day woman? Describe her to me.
I think... Oh, that's a actually great question. I think we are so different now compared to women back then. We do what we want to, right? We do what we want to. You know, there's still people that want to be housewives, people that just aspire to be like just housewives and just chill back, lay, the husband provides. And there's nothing wrong with that, you know. I just feel like a person should just go with whatever their heart desires.
They at least have a choice now.
Yeah, they have a choice. Exactly.
They didn't.
Exactly. Yeah. So I feel like now we have that freedom to do whatever, basically. Mm. Do whatever. And I love that so much. I love that so much. I think I am still on the road to, you know, discover what do I exactly want for myself in the future. I know it's a bit late. It's never too late, but I'm still, you know, weighing my options out.
Understandably.
I'm weighing my
so.
Options out.
The difference is we have the luxury of time as compared to them.
Yes.
So when our, like my grandmother was saying something really weird recently. She's like, how old are you? And I told her my age. She was like, I was married by then. I was like, wait a minute, girl.
Hold on.
What do you mean? What do you mean you were married by
then?
And so now we have the luxury of being able to say, I really don't need to do that. I don't need to get involved in that. I can just be myself.
Mm-hmm.
And that allows you to take the time to figure yourself out. For and sure. It's the best way to go about it, honestly.
Yeah. Huh. You know, it's I'm literally getting scared just thinking about, you know, when I reach that part of life where I have to actually make a decision, because obviously we're not growing younger. Mm-hmm. You know, we're growing older.
Yes.
So it's scary, Kat.
It is.
It's scary. It's scary.
It's murky. And I think there's also the heaviness of what it means to be a woman in South Africa.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? There's that heaviness of this is what it means to be a woman in South Africa. This is what it means to be a woman in general.
Mm.
And this is what it means to be a woman to me.
Mm.
And so having to gravitate with the fear of, you know, mortality and also the fear of failure.
Mm.
And then there's also measuring yourself up against your peers. Ooh. And then still being so grounded in yourself that you can say, this is who I am. In the social media age, that's a different type of flex. That's a different type of flex. We don't have it easy, but you know what? Shout out to the women before us, actually.
Mm.
Because they set the tone quite a lot.
Mm-hmm.
They, yes, maybe didn't have the luxury of time in the sense that they were radicalized at a young age.
Yes.
And so sought more towards the liberation front than any other thing. But we're grateful because of the fact that we no longer have to like look in that direction.
Yes, for
we're
sure.
making changes of our own.
Mm-hmm.
We're standing on the shoulders of giants. And we ourselves are trying to become giants. And that's the best we can do, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Women, 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 women. It feels good to be a woman. I love being a woman, me personally. And I wouldn't change it for anything. You know, I feel like women can do anything as long as you put your mind to it and you're just so determined and you can achieve anything. You know, have we had a female president in South Africa?
No.
Not yet.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Because I've been looking at, remember last year while Kamala Harris was running for president in the U.S., I was rooting for her.
Everyone was like, black female, let's do it.
I was rooting for her.
Really?
She is, wow, she's out of this world.
And that's saying something, that after all of these years, we still are yearning for a female black president. And that's not something we've gotten yet.
Not yet.
Even the Chief Justice position being taken by a woman, it was like, it's a first in 100 years. And you're like, wait a minute. In all of these years, no one thought, you know what? Maybe let's consult the babes.
You know?
Maybe they have the right idea.
But we'll keep waiting, I guess. I don't know.
We're going to push it. Hey, fingers crossed. I'm trying to be your president, ladies and gentlemen. Please, come through for the girl. Please.
I'll be there rooting for you. Please. Promise you. I'll be there rooting for you.
See the vision.
Oh, but like... president. Ooh, Kat.
It's a big deal, man.
It is a big deal. It's like,
it's huge. I mean, you can imagine the type of criticism like Cyril gets now.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
And the average woman in South Africa always gets, like, even if her work is top notch, she's always going to get talks about her looks.
For sure.
Her relationship past.
For sure.
And all that. So you can imagine, I'm just like, wait, but that. Now as a president.
Now as a president. You know, your business will be out there.
You see, that's the thing. But I think, we deserve it.
We do, most definitely.
We deserve to, like, take up that space,
most
I think.
Most definitely.
We are, look at what Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma did in the African Union. They all doubted her and they were like, nah. And she came through and she did it. And that showed that not only can a South African black woman do it, but she can do it on a continental level. That's saying something.
Go woman. Woman power.
Honestly. Power.
So what other events do you know about that happened, that took place over the past weekend?
From what I can tell, there were different Women's Day events. Mm-hmm. I know our political organizations had a bunch of them.
Mm-hmm.
And most of them were, you know, catered towards just having, like, women being around each other. I know WUSU also had a Women's Day in Durban. And they did it with men versus women. There was a Lead Her podcast featuring Ebhlanti.
Really?
Yeah. At NMU. And it was like, I really wish I'd have been able to go. But it's amazing to see what Ebuhlanti has become as a program. Mm. When it first started out, it was really about sitting young men down together and understanding what it is that they carry through their lived experiences. And then trying to walk them in the path of trying to be better people within society, mm-hmm. but even of themselves, taking care of their mental health.
For sure.
So seeing them go off as, you know, that type of program and sitting down and being able to say, okay, in the presence of women, how can we take accountability for this, but also ensure that this is how we change mm-hmm. certain things? And women being able to take part in that. Lead Her is an amazing program also. Like, our school really has the best programs.
For sure.
So well put together. For sure. That when people sit down and they have conversations as vast as this one, especially because, you know, the women versus men chat is murky sometimes.
Yes.
And it gets murky very mm-hmm. quickly. So that was my biggest worry about the podcast. But, you know, one of our own was facilitating. So, of course, we did well. And I think it was an amazing podcast. And I wish I would. I went. I really do. Is there, besides the book launch, how many others did you know about events?
Basically that. Yeah, the thing is, can I tell you something?
Mm-hmm.
Can I tell you something? The planning that went into the book launch, it took my mind, my strength, my might, my everything.
Yeah.
So I wasn't really focusing on other things. That's the only thing I was focusing on.
The thing about organizing an event, people don't tell you. Even when you're sitting mm-hmm. at that event and, like, if you're speaking or you're an organizer, you're already thinking about, like, 10,000 different things.
For sure.
People are walking in
mm-hmm.
and you're greeting them like, oh, thank you for coming. You're thinking, okay, how's the parking looking outside?
Yes.
Is the food?
Yes.
Is the caterer putting things in the right place? Please.
Projector.
Exactly. You know? How's the sound levels? Are the video quality people doing what they're supposed to be? Organizing an event is insane feat. Anybody who does it, hats off to you.
Oh, hats off.
Hats off to you.
Give yourself a pat on the back.
Because, wow, mm-hmm. it's not cute.
It really was stressful for me. I don't want to lie to you. But I'm just happy that it was a success.
Yeah.
You know, I'm happy. She's happy. We're all happy.
I love this. I think I love the fact that your mom is like the perfect example, basically,
for sure,
of what it means to be a woman of your own.
For sure.
Who stands in her own light and basically forms a beacon of light for women that are going to follow.
For sure.
So that's a big thing to follow. That's a big act to follow.
Yeah. I mean, and, you know, I view her as a role model. Like, there's nothing, you know, there's nothing she doesn't do. She does everything. Like, I could literally sit here and talk about her for like an hour or two, you know.
Yeah.
She's a student at NMU. She works.
Wow.
She's an author, you know. It's just, I'm proud of her. I'm really proud of her.
I am proud of her too. I'm proud of her. That means juggling quite a lot though, I can imagine.
Yes.
And that's something that we don't often look at. You know, like, we think women being overworked
mm-hmm.
and being consistently busy means, oh, that's a great thing, you're successful. But we don't often put our other health, like other forms of health besides mm-hmm. our physical health, even our mental health.
Yes.
We never really
for sure.
focus on it so much because we have been termed as imbawod.
Mm.
And this is great. In essence, that, like, to fight an oppressive system, yes, we had to be rocks, we had to be, but now it's time for us to be soft.
And, like, everyone's soft on the inside. We all have
to be
that.
Gooey.
Exactly. I'm you get me. Exactly.
I'm not trying to be all strict. Yeah, and
like gangster.
And serious. No, please. I'm just trying to sit still and be cute
and be
sweet.
A princess.
Yeah.
Oh, I get that so much. I get that so much.
But we can't.
Hey.
More often than not, we carry the brunt of a lot of the work. And I think we don't realize it. We carry the mental part of quite a lot of things and the emotional part of things. And then oftentimes what leads to the men versus women is men are like, we do the hard labor.
Yeah.
We do the actual picking up of the... And you're like, yeah, but you do realize that that's not literally the only thing that makes this environment thrive the way it does.
Exactly.
There are people who literally plant into this environment, and the best way to do it is through emotions and through speaking to people. And so I like that.
Mm. Yeah. Hey. And speaking about, you know, there's a lot that goes into this, you know, your mental health, your So it's, the book is also about, you know, her life, everything that she was going through. Her writing the book, her studying, she actually graduated this year.
Yeah.
You know, her going through all of that. So the book is like her journey, her story.
Oh, nice.
And a lot of people relate to it as well. So is it nice? Is it sad? It's nice to see other people go through, you know,
to relate, basically.
You know,
Are there new stories that you learned?
New stories?
Like from her when she was detailing like her journey from
studying. Oh, yes, most definitely.
Were there like new ones that you were
most
finding out?
Definitely.
And, you're like,
and I was like,
wait a minute. I didn't know this.
Am I even part of your life at this point? Like, I don't know this. I don't know.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, most definitely. I'm sure that connected you a lot more though.
Most definitely. I felt like, well, I always felt like I knew her like on a personal level, but now I feel like I know her like on a much more personal level.
Wow.
Even,
yeah.
So. Yeah.
Because, I mean, she's so much more than just, like, being a mom.
Mm-hmm.
And so seeing that vibe of, like, her life must be just, like, wow, you were a full-fledged human being before me.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I know. You continue to be.
Exactly.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I think it's very interesting to see people branch out into, like, different regions and things.
For sure.
You are this huge... vast space of a human being, basically. And it's interesting to see that you exist not just in the time that we mm-hmm. are together, but you exist in different environments too.
Exactly.
Our prime example could be our one and only Wuhle Mkhunu.
Okay.
SG, as she's known right now.
Okay.
This is a young lady from the historic streets of Soweto
mm-hmm.
who was encouraged to join student politics by her friends in first year. An outspoken, fearless Wuhle with a passion for impactful issues was driven by a desire to serve others and, in extension, help them achieve their dreams.
Mm.
She's taken a journey to places including representing NMU students in Parliament in February 2025.
Ooh.
Wuhle is one of our own. She joined Madiba's Radio in like 2023.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
She was selected for 5FM's Extra Youth Month Edition in 2024 and won Show of the Year at the Madiba's Radio
Love
Awards.
That.
One of our
Give it up for Wuhle. Give it up for Wuhle. Oh, that is so inspiring as well.
I think my first time meeting her, I'd heard about her from somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
So I was introduced to her. And they were like, that's Bubbles. And I'm just like, okay. And like that was supposed to like mean like something. Like you could tell like this person saying that's Bubbles is supposed to mean the Bubbles.
Yeah.
Like that Bubbles.
Am I supposed to know her?
I had no context until I realized the work she was doing here at Call Out, actually.
Mm. Oh.
She was a Call Out presenter. Okay. Like baby girl was doing it and... She kind of laid the foundation for what would become Call Out as it currently stands. And I'm just like, I understand why it is. And when people are like, that's Bubbles. Because of the impact that she's had.
Made.
And we don't realize it in hindsight. But I wish I'd known it then when I first met her. Like, okay, you're an impactful babe. Like, you really, really are. I've seen her speak at events and command a room. I'm not sure if you were there. Were you at the SAUS National Elective Conference?
No, I was not.
She spoke so well. She speaks amazingly. And her political mind is insane.
Ooh.
But also, she's not afraid to push back. I think women in politics often have to like... feel, because you know politics is like super aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
So when you as a woman are doing it, it's just like, why are you so loud and so angry and so defensive?
Yeah, that's how it is.
Like literally, you're viewed as the aggressor.
Yes.
But not with her. Like the way she can stand her ground is just like, oh, okay. She's not even being aggressive with it. She's just like, I'm telling you right now that I know what I do.
Ooh.
And I'm smart enough to. And I'm occupying this space because of the fact that I am well-versed in this. And it's like, okay.
It's so nice seeing women up there. Okay,
she's
actually.
Amazing.
She's that girl.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
She really is.
I love that so much.
Profiling her is just teaching us quite a lot. And I know for her, she says that ladies like Siphumeze Kundo, DVC, Dr. Muki Mueng, Mrs. Lynette Ruud, Mrs. Queenie Nkase, and former Netball South Africa president Cecilia Molokwane are ladies who taught her valuable lessons on leadership, taking up space, opening up doors for other women, and how to get back up after falling.
Oh, wow. Wow.
That's saying something. It's saying quite a lot, actually.
Yes.
Because, I'm not going to lie to you, failure is a very different thing.
Ne?
As a girl, I don't know if it's like a, I don't want to gender it, but like for real, failure is a very different type of L that like getting back from is difficult.
I get you so much. And it happens to the best of us. I mean,
it really does.
In order to get there, you have to fail, and then you'll eventually get there.
Mm.
But it sucks.
Yeah, it's uncomfortable.
It sucks. And
the
embarrassing.
The embarrassment is not it.
I can't handle embarrassment at all.
Oh.
I cannot handle embarrassment at all.
My social anxiety could never allow me.
I even get secondhand embarrassment. Oh, when someone... no.
You know when you cringe, like from seeing someone else go through it?
That's stress. I wish you guys could see my facial. Like, I'm getting stressed out right now. Okay.
Just thinking about
it. Let me calm down. But I really cannot handle embarrassment at all. It's embarrassing. Embarrassment
it really
is embarrassing.
Is. And it's just like... Yeah, okay, we'll never meet these people again, maybe, possibly, but the fact that they've seen me this embarrassed is already a problem.
Actually, on that note, my most recent embarrassing moment, I can't believe I'm sharing this. What?
It's a safe space, we got you.
Okay, fine. Mm-hmm. So, I was walking. So, I wanted to get inside the house. There was this house that I was at. So beautiful. Yeah. Taking pictures there, taking content, right? So basically like a photo shoot.
Okay. Yeah?
So, okay, cool. So now I need to go to the bathroom. So there's a sliding door in order to enter the house.
Yeah.
I walked in the sliding door. Forehead on the... Oh, my gosh. You know what's embarrassing? Everyone was watching me. Because everyone's showing me, no, the bathroom's that side. So people are watching to see if, like, I made it safe or am I going to the... I went in with my forehead on the sliding door and fell back.
That is... It didn't end there. You fell.
I fell back and sat. Gravity pulled me down. That was so embarrassing.
Did you just sit there and, like, just take it? Or did you have to, like, get up immediately?
I took it. I took it.
Take your L to the chin. Kept it pushing. Mind you, that sound. And you know everyone's going, you. The sound of the forehead meeting the glass and everyone going, you. The yours make it worse.
Yes.
I can handle the embarrassment.
The you. And it was like, you. And I was like, let me just sit down.
Let me sit down.
I didn't even need the bathroom. Like, that was so stressful. That was so stressful.
How did you recover, though?
From the embarrassment?
Mm-hmm.
I had to thug it out.
Look at you.
I had to thug it out. But that, I still think that haunts me. That moment haunts me. People even laughed. Like, Kat, this is not funny. Like, I'm actually... It actually hurts.
I'm just imagining you sitting there like, wow, that actually happened.
I had to grasp it in, like,
the disbelief.
Damn.
Like, yes. Wow.
Why me?
I got taken out by some glass?
Bro.
That's
it
crazy.
It knocked me out. Like, like, couldn't it happen to someone else? Right. Like, why me? I'm like, yeah.
And it's also something you never see. I feel like sliding door bumps are, like, the worst possible thing because it's just like, but ma'am, what was happening? Like, did you not see the glass? But how can you?
It was squeaky clean. Like, I promise you, it was...
You would have thought it was an open
so
space.
Transparent. Yes.
Oh.
It was so transparent. I could see everything. It's like, okay. And mind you, like, I'm walking with so much confidence to the bathroom. Like, you know, I'm walking a bit, like, you know, my pace is quite fast. Yeah. I'm just, you know, and I'm loving my fit. You know, I was wearing good.
Everything
is vibing. Hi, son. One seat. Your forehead meets the door. That was embarrassing. I think about that every day. It haunts me every day.
I can imagine.
Don't pity me.
But at least you look good.
No, thanks. Actually, I had like a big thingy on my forehead.
Like the red mark?
Not even red mark, like a bump.
Oh!
Like a bump. I had a bump.
Did it last like the day of the shoot or like was it day after?
Day after.
Yeah, I'd rather take that L in private.
Yeah.
That's an L you want to take in private, not in public.
Yeah, most definitely. And I still had to continue with the shoot, bruh. After bumping, oh, I shame. Yeah, that was the worst day of my life.
You thugged it out really well, though. Continuing with the shoot after that?
Yeah. I mean, I'm a person that I think I know how to handle my emotions. Like, I quickly just like gather them, come here, and then just shove them later. You know, I think that's one thing I'm very good at as well.
Compartmentalizing. Yeah,
that's a nice way to put it. Yeah. So, had to thug it out, continued the photo shoot, and went back home. I cried. I actually did cry.
Really?
Not because of the pain, like embarrassment.
No.
I absolutely hate embarrassment.
That's necessary.
Yeah.
Also, very necessary to cry it out.
Yeah.
So that, like, even when you cringe, you're like, okay, but the feeling of, like, sadness and the shame from it is already gone. So now it's just the cringing where you're like, oh, my God, that actually happened.
That is so sad. That, like, I never want to go through that again. It was my first time bumping into a sliding door.
And never let again.
Let it never.
Now you have to literally walk with your arms out.
Yes.
Just to make sure.
That is what I do.
You can never trust.
I am traumatized, okay? I walk with...
You can never trust. Even in open space, you're like, yay, anything could happen.
Mm. So, never again. I don't want that to happen to me again. I'm fine. But... yeah, it's part of life. It happens to the best of us.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
If it makes you feel any better, I think one of my most embarrassing moments has been pants ripping while you're on stage.
Yeah. Thousands of people watching.
Like, okay, the beautiful thing is that there was like a podium, so it was great.
That happened to you?
It happened.
Okay, I'm not going to laugh. I'm not, because it's not funny.
Girl is giving a speech. One of the cue cards falls down. I said, let me get this cue card real quick. I was like, oh, no ways. I was just like, that can't be me. I was in disbelief. I was in pure disbelief.
That's
I was like,
not that's, me.
That can't be me.
It's not.
That's not going to happen not. To somebody like me.
Exactly. What and did I do to deserve this? Like God, I'm your God favorite, knows right? Me? Like,
so why would that happen to me? I got up. Man, halfway through the speech, I'm feeling breeze. I'm like, there's no way. There's absolutely no way this is happening right now.
The breeze is killing me. The breeze is frying
me. There's a different type of breeze that I'm feeling that I wasn't feeling before. I'm like, wait a minute.
No way.
And now you're like, you're also supposed to maintain, like, okay, I'm giving the speech. I'm supposed to, like, seem confident.
Yes, like,
but halfway through, I'm just like, man, but lo moya, man. It's not an August wind, this one. It's a very different gust of wind that I'm feeling right now. What's going on? And then at some point, I was just like, okay, so I know I'm going to have to just take off my blazer and then put it around the waist. So, okay, how do I move about going this? How do I go about doing this? And I'm just looking at everybody and they're just expecting me to just like get off stage. And I'm just like, you will not fool me. What you're not going to see is that.
Yeah, is that.
I'm going to walk off stage and Wow. What an experience.
How did you get off the stage?
I got off to the back of the stage.
Oh.
Luckily, at least they had like backup pants at the office.
Wait.
This was high school.
The back of the stage. So you had to turn your back to
no. Oh. So I went on the side in the wings of the stage.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
And I managed then to go to the office and just get some pairs, a pair of pants.
May that never
please
attack me.
Never, ever, never. Ever.
That is
tearing pants.
Oh, girl. That is...
It is embarrassing.
And there is that one person that saw at least two people.
Yeah. You know, there's someone who went, did you hear that? Either she farted or something else happened. One of two things happen on that stage.
Which one do you think is more embarrassing, between farting on stage or your pants ripping? I think my pants ripping. Let my pants rip. The fart?
No, I cannot do the fart. The fart thing? Rather the pants rip, for real.
Yeah.
Because the farting thing also follows by a smell.
Yes.
So that's an L we're not trying to take.
Ooh, Shian. Eggs for breakfast. Girl.
And like, as a girl, it's like a completely different thing.
It is.
Just like, wow.
It is.
Why?
It actually is.
What's going on?
Yeah, rather the pants ripping, not the fart. Thank you.
I love the fact that we're measuring embarrassing ideas for one another. Love it.
Love it so much. So, do you know Miss Lucy Amchakinjona?
Yes.
Okay.
The one and only. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, okay. So, I know that she's a residence manager at Sarah Batman in mm-hmm. South Campus. She's an amazing woman. From what I've seen, I always see her, you know, emceeing yeah. events. She is so perfect.
She's amazing at it.
She is confident. The way she articulates her words, she is so well-spoken.
Absolutely.
Wow.
No one commands a room like that lady. Mm. It is yes. scary.
Yes.
No one commands a room like, oh, I think, when was it? I was in her residence. I was in Sarah Batman residence mm-hmm. for first, second year.
Okay.
So great stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Went in, you know, reses are usually looked at like from the bullying culture, like the grooming culture thing. Okay. So like when mm-hmm. you get in and you're supposed to just like do those things where you're starting calling like people prims and whatever.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Now you're being groomed in order to do whatever. Now you have to run around, sing Twinkle Twinkle Little Star somewhere, draw a bicycle in the grass and ride it. That's literally what I've always thought, you know, residences were. And it really wasn't that. So Batman was very different. In the sense that she was just like, okay, first of all, let's start with this. You are going to greet everyone.
Ooh.
You greet each other. You greet ground staff.
Mm-hmm.
You greet all mama. Mm. You greet every single person you come across.
Yes.
That's a very big culture shock.
Mm-hmm.
I'm from Joburg. People don't greet in
really?
Joburg. People are mean in Joburg. Really? Joburg people do not greet.
Well, that's sad.
It's a very weird thing. But like coming from a culture where like, In the city, people don't greet each other type thing. To coming to a place where you say 10 hellos before you walk out of the door is a very big change. But it was a change that I think spoke to me in a different way, because I understood what sisterhood meant.
Yeah.
And it was because of her. She walked into the first like house meeting and she was just like, hi, ladies. And I was just like,
Who is this?
Who is that? Exactly. Who is this prim and proper lady over here. And she was like, yeah, I'm your mother.
Mm. And she's so like, confident.
You know, she's witty. Mm-hmm. She's really witty. Mm-hmm. And she was like, yeah, what's up? And when she starts telling you her resume.
Oh.
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 Okay. You're just sitting there like, all right, this is a woman with a brain. Like,
you're so perfect.
This is like, a woman with a brain. And she really just said to us, look, here we have a sisterhood, so none of that weirdness out in public or whatever else. You guys are one unit. I have never ever felt more at home within like a group of girls. You know how they say like girls love drama or whatever else?
For sure.
It's the absolute opposite under her leadership. Girls are not dramatic or whatever else, consistently supporting each other, showing up for each other, trusting on each other. And even the greeting culture, even now, like I greet everybody that I walk past now. I might look mean, but I promise at res, I'm out here like greeting everybody. Even if I don't know you and I've never seen you before, you're in this residence, I'm greeting you. Oh, mama, that are cleaning. Molo, ma. Unjani. Quick conversation. You know?
That could change someone's day. A person could be having like the worst day, and then your hello would just make them feel so much more
exactly.
better. You know, humanity.
That's that woman. That's that lady right there. Oh, man. What a woman. And I think res managers play a very, very vital part.
So much. Mm-hmm. So much. They, you know, develop students holistically by providing them with relevant training, workshops, and mentorship, you know, for the leaderships. They get taken to workshops, you know, they groom, you know, students to become, you know, better people.
Thanks.
You know, they also ensure, you know, conducive living and learning environment for resident students.
They provide positive student experience by developing and implementing vibrancy in the resident and as well as educational activities. You know, there's a lot that residence managers do. There's a lot. Basically, like parents.
Actually.
You know, because, you know, a res manager could literally, if a student is sick at 3 a.m., she will wake up. Exactly. Call the ambulance, do this, mm-hmm. do that, do this, do that. You know, if you don't have this, don't have that. She's there. She's like,
she really is, you know, a parent.
A parent.
Really stepping in. Because even with, if there's like pad drives and whatever mm-hmm. else, it's just like, you have to understand. She empowers young ladies. She does pad drives and the likes, goes to high schools. Mm. And you realize like, this stuff is really important. Mm,
it is.
You don't see it in that moment, but like, students really do not have money.
Yes.
And that's not something that you should be ashamed of. And yes. having a res manager that understands it and is empathetic, best.
For
best
sure.
Best thing ever.
For sure. For sure.
Huh. There are several young ladies that definitely wanted to say something, mm-hmm. but I definitely want to hear more about her
about
and
her.
The mm-hmm. importance of res managers.
I could go. Like, it's... Okay. So, I had, like, a conversation once with a residence manager. Yolanda Guma, residence manager.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. there's so many plot twists. That happens to be my mom.
Oh, wow.
So
wow.
many plot twists. I know.
I love the fact that you just went, I had a conversation. I'm just like, who is this complete stranger that she's speaking to that she's never met in her life?
Yeah. So I see the way she treats students as her own children. Mm-hmm. You know, she's just there for students. And it makes me sometimes like, you are too kind, woman.
Yeah.
Woman, you are too kind, you know. And I've seen her with Miss Lucia Mchake and Jona, you know, doing these drives together, visiting old age homes, you know, giving out food, you know, clothes, everything. And I really did not see the importance of this up until, obviously, I grew up. And I was like, actually, this is so nice and so heartwarming.
Yeah.
Looking back at the pictures when they do these drives, the faces of the people, they are so happy. You know, maybe those people don't even get visits. So you visiting them and you being there, just
that light, that energy. It's very telling also. Also, your mom is the Yolanda Guma residence manager.
Yes.
First of all, that residence, for many of you, if any of you don't know, that residence is named after a Sasco student who Yolanda passed away in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
She was a revolutionary, especially here at NMU. She made a lot of changes. She was part of SAUS. Mm. She was part of the SRC. She was a very, very integral part in some of the changes that happened here at the institution over the years. So much so that when she did pass away, they were like, she made too big of an impact for us to ignore.
Mm.
We cannot ignore her impact.
Even
after the fact that she passed away at a young age, we need to actually acknowledge the fact that this young lady came here and she fought and she stood on business. Mm. Your mom being the res manager is very telling considering the fact that your mom is a pioneer in her own right. So that's the house of brilliance. I mean, look, I'm a Sarah baby through and through. Don't come at me.
Don't come for her.
I'm a Sarah Batman girl through and through.
She is stating facts.
But though, we're going to stand on it. Yolanda Guma really is
house
really
of excellence. House of,
you
know, that's actually our, what do you call it?
Is it your motto or your slogan or what?
Between the two, but like house of excellence.
Really?
That is.
Nah, but it makes sense.
Yeah.
It actually makes sense. Mm. I mean, your manager just dropped the book.
You know.
Come on now. Come on now. It'd be like that.
Yeah.
I like the fact that you could just, even years after being at a residence, you could look at the res manager and be like, I still brag about her for real.
For sure.
I'm still bragging her because not only has she impacted me, she's still continuing to impact the lives of many other young people. And I think Mrs. Mchake Mjona is amazing in that sense because you literally don't even have to go far. On South Campus, her children are identified by, they're just like, abantwana bakaLucia lab. That's how they know. This is how you know you're from Sara.
Okay.
Just like abantwana bakalush. We are very, very well kept baby girls.
Oh.
Like the bougie of them or whatever. Nah. But it's also because of the fact that, have you ever had like a super overprotective parent?
Yes.
Who doesn't play about you? Yes.
Mm.
She's definitely overprotective.
She's that parent.
It's like anya kuphumela nanga mapijama.
Masqaleni lapho. Love that so much. Masqaleni lapho.
We're not doing that. Not in this household. Yes. Not under my reach.
Yes.
First of all, whenever you go out there, understand that you're representing me and this house.
Mm-hmm.
And these people.
Yes.
Those girls are known for their brains, their smarts.
Cleanliness.
But also the way they, their work ethic more than anything in every field that they work into. Like, I think it's usually the res games where, you know, there's even formations and all that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's where it's just like, okay, like, Sarah Batman really does come through. But nah, formations are very difficult.
Tell me about it. Girl, tell me about it.
You're a res baby for real, for real.
Tell me
you
for
real.
You
have to be through and through.
Girl, when I had to, I remember. So I did my first year last year. I'm doing my second year currently.
Mm-hmm.
So last year, we had to obviously rehearse for days, weeks, months. You know, okay, months is that's a stretch, but yeah. So we had to rehearse whether it's raining, whether the sun is there, literally on you. We had to do that. And should I? You know what? Let me tell you. Let me actually tell you.
Okay.
So, okay, on the day I'm off, you know, the information, whatever, that day, we got there, we did our thing. We were busy doing, you know, our haka, this, that. It was low-key hot. I don't remember the weather that day.
Yeah.
Everything was so perfect. Everyone was literally, ooh, Yolanda, Kuma, Yolanda. Everyone was so excited. We were
doing the thing.
Messy on, man. Okay. Messy on. Up until the very last minute.
Way.
Up until the very last minute.
Way.
We did not rehearse how we are, after we are done.
How you leave.
How we leave.
Oh. Did you guys scatter like rats?
Rats is crazy.
Rats under the light or cockroaches. Ooh. You know when you switch on the light and they're like, you guys just scatter.
Girl, some stood, some came back.
You?
It was.
And you get points for that.
Yeah. Listen. People said boo.
No.
I promise you. People said boo. Imagine the embarrassment of having to wear that uniform and go back. That was so.
You didn't have to sit with those people who are booing you.
Girl, I hate. When I say I hate embarrassment, I really do.
Honestly, even if it's group embarrassment.
Yes. And you know what sucks? Maybe I should start loving embarrassment because I hate it and it keeps happening. I love embarrassment. Embarrassment.
Like, let's embrace it at this point because clearly it's going to attack you if you're afraid.
Exactly.
Oh, wow.
So. Yeah,
that is scary. Oh no, like I was part of formations last year and the year before that. And I remember we have address, you have your house comms, you know, your mentors and the like. That's great. You have not come across management like we have. Retabile Sirongwane is somebody who does not play.
Ooh.
One thing about her, her arrangement of anything and everything is going to be on point, on par, on consistently. Ooh. That's why I'm like, I think there's a standard that these women set as res managers. There's a standard to be set. I mean, even Lillian Ngoy, the girls are known as Lilies.
Lily.
Listen.
That's so new.
The girls are known as Lilies. They are, every time. All of the male residences want to partner up with Lillian. So they can be like, we want to partner up with the Lilies.
Aww.
What are you going to say about Sarah Pakman? Where's the nicknames? But the standard, the quality of it. I remember she was just like, we're going to go to the field. 3 days leading up to the big event. if you walk on the field funky, we're going to start all over. Oh. All it takes is
the,
one
the
person.
The main grounds.
Yeah.
Oh.
She's like, all it takes is one person. And you will turn back around and we'll start all over.
And
you
imagine it's like a bunch. It's like a group
exactly.
of
and
people.
It's a bunch of girls. And we're all just there. If you start talking, okay, so clearly you're not interested. Mm. Turn around. Let's start from scratch. Because mm-hmm. clearly you're not serious. But it teaches you a sort of discipline and consistency
for sure.
that I didn't realize it does. Mm. You don't see the effect of these things until later.
For sure.
And it's very interesting. I definitely recommend going to Live at Res.
It's nice. For it's a nice experience.
Do it.
Do it. Oh, do it. It's a nice experience.
It's a beautiful experience.
You meet beautiful people as well. Mm-hmm. You know, you meet mothers, you meet, you know,
sisters possibly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's very beautiful. And you also find, for example, there's extramural activities. Chess, debate,
reading
choir.
Club.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's very nice. You just, you know, what do I like? I joined choir.
What?
So I'm in the YG choir. Yeah. So I did that. And for me, it's going really well. Each time I love singing, but I only used to sing in the shower. But then like, okay, let me do something about it. Let me join choir.
Mm.
So it's fun. And each time I just like, it's Thursdays and Sundays, right? So after a long day, I just go and I just feel so happy and rejuvenated when I'm there. Yeah, it actually calms me
down. Back into you.
I love singing so much. I really do. It calms me down.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
And I think, which means your Thursdays and your Sundays are probably like the best days.
Yes, definitely. Definitely, definitely.
Because you're just rejoicing and you're singing.
Mm.
I like that. Mm. Do we have love letters to send to the people or the women that have made us who we are? What do you want to say to all of the women that make you who you are?
Ooh, it's getting a bit emotional.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, first and foremost, I would like just thank you.
Mm-hmm.
My first words are like, thank you. You know, the women that have been there for me, my grandmother, my mother, and my cousin sisters,
oh,
right?
Wow.
They've been there for me in the hardest moments. They've been there for me at my lowest, been there for me when I could, it's been a lot, okay? But they've been there for me and they've never shown like, no, I don't want to do this. You know, I'm sick and tired of doing this.
Mm.
Each time I love complaining. I know it's bad. I love complaining. Each time I complain about something, it could be like a stupid thing. I just lost a pen. They will be there to listen to
in
me,
you
know, for
space.
That. Exactly. Exactly. You know, 2023, my matric year, that was a very difficult year for me because I was stressed, obviously. Mm. This is something that I've never done before.
Understandably.
And I was going through it.
There's a lot of pressure that comes
with matric. I was going through it. There was a lot that was going on. But another thing that helped me as well is prayer.
Oh, wow.
I was being attacked, man. You know,
yeah.
I was being attacked, you know, stress, this, that. And there was, at some point, there were people that, girls were supposed to be rooting for. There were girls that were not very fond of me in my matric year.
Yeah.
So they would do stuff to pull me down, like take my book and like hide it.
The weird petty bullying.
You know, like take my book. Hide my book and because I would always get recognized, you know, for like each term top three, you know, in the whole of grade 12. I would always get those achievements and people asked how I do it. I'm like, just go home, go through your books. It's not that difficult.
It's not that deep,
you know. Guys, just do that.
Big flex.
You know?
Yeah.
You know? So let's go back to my mom, my granny and my cousin sisters.
Yeah.
They've been there for me. That is all I can say. And I just want to tell them that if you guys are listening, I love you guys so much. You guys have a special, special place in my heart. And I wouldn't trade you for anything. And may the Lord keep you guys for many, many more years.
Oh.
And, you know, I just can't wait till I get successful so that I can, you know, do whatever they want, you know.
For them.
I know they're like, no, you don't have to. But, like, it's. I feel like words aren't enough.
Gratitude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My heart is filled with so much gratitude, actually. And I just love them so much.
I love this. I love the fact that you have not just a safe space for you to like communicate anything, but you also have a community that literally consistently shows you like,
for sure,
cream always rises to the top. And like, that's what it is. But I think to pour back into you, first of all, you are a dynamic young woman who is really amazing at what you do.
Should I cry?
Like, honestly, and I don't think you recognize the fact that you are so amazing at what you do that it even reflects in the numbers. Look at what you did with Call Out.
Look at
what you did.
I was so happy.
Your listenership numbers are amazing. And that's telling. It's because of the type of person you are, the type of work that you put out. And you definitely, I hope more often than not, you are reminded of that. Be affirmed in the fact that you are that babe.
Oh, thank you so much, Kat.
You are that babe. Don't ever forget that. For real.
Oh, thank you. That actually means a lot. I think I needed to hear that.
Really?
I think I really needed to hear. Thank you so much.
Be affirmed in the fact that, yes, you're following greatness, but you have greatness of your own. Like, just even now. So if this is, you know, the foundation of the rest of who you are, best believe you're going to do the most. But for now, understand that you are doing amazingly. You are doing amazingly. I'm rooting for you guys consistently.
Thank you so much.
Literally, I look up to like the work that you do and I'm like, these people are like, they really got the juice, the sauce like that.
Every
so shout out to you guys.
Thank you so much, Kat.
Honestly.
And honestly, it's a very scary journey because obviously, you know, I'm new here.
Yeah.
You know, so it's quite, sometimes I'm like, oh, what am I doing? I don't know if I'm doing the right thing. Don't know if I'm doing the wrong thing, you know, in this whole journey that I'm actually on right now. But I'm like, it's fine if I make mistakes. You know, everything happens and you make mistakes. You learn from those mistakes. You don't make the same mistakes over again.
Yeah.
So thank you. That actually means a lot.
It's the recognition of the fact that the work you've been putting in is absolutely worth it. And I mean, somebody sees it. And clearly a whole lot of people see it, ma'am. Okay, not just one person. Come on, clock that. I think my love letter to the women that have made me who I am has to start here at work. Listen to me, ladies, here at Madiba's Radio.
Ladies.
You guys are some of the hardest working people I've ever come across. So much so that you push me to be a woman that is outside of what I ever imagined I would ever be. I think I look at the work you guys do and I'm like, I mean, if they're this excellent, this brilliant, who am I not to be?
Yeah.
If I'm taking up space with these people, who am I not to be excellent just like them and work just as hard? So shout out to Zandi, you know, who walked me through news. I'm going to shout out to Masi also, even though Masi's a man. I'm so sorry, Masi, to the people.
Masi? Okay.
But I'm going to give them shout outs because current affairs is one of the most overlooked departments.
For sure.
Like,
for sure.
Everybody's just like, yo, Borex, when you think current affairs.
Yeah.
But they managed to make me fall in love with it so much that I want to make it fun for people. I want to make it understandable for people.
For sure.
So I want that. But my love letter to the fam bam is, oh, my mom has a lot of siblings.
Ooh.
So my aunts and my mom and my gran and then my uncles and my cousins, we fill up an entire house because my grandmother had six kids.
Ooh.
So you can imagine all the grandchildren spilling from there. But those women, the way they carry themselves, the way they pray, like nobody prays like older Black women.
I know that's
they
right.
They know a Bible verse that they will pop off at any situation. You're like, okay.
Someone's read their Bible.
Like, okay. For sure. I can reference a few stories here. Yeah, they here know the verse.
Exactly.
That's a different
time. In every single situation, they manage
they
to just like,
something.
Yes.
I'm just like, wait a minute. We're losing recipes, clearly. Like, what are we doing? And I'm so proud of the fact that you've taught me not just about God, you've not just introduced me to religion and spirituality, but you've also introduced me to the type of woman that I am. My family is full of people who are singers, dynamics, people who can tell a story and make you feel like you're in that
you're
room.
In, uh-huh.
Like, And it's just like, oh, this is great. And they're teachers. These are women who you know, impart knowledge. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting here and I'm like, by virtue of that, I can go out there and be a storyteller. Mm. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Yes.
Because of the fact that I am coming from a family of storytellers. And they've nurtured that gift in me. Shout out to my friends. The women that hold me down consistently.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, also the women that do not take no for an answer when I'm just... You know how we isolate as girls yeah. when you're going through it?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, those girls don't give a damn. They don't care.
And sometimes you just want to be like, guys, I just need my own space. Mm-hmm. I get that so much.
Have you eaten? Have you taken care mm-hmm. of yourself? Here, you do not get to call yourself ugly and mm-hmm. unworthy and whatever. Love that. Not in this household.
Love that.
Here, we mm-hmm. are all we can be. Mm. And we're going to move in that direction.
For sure. So, I know that's right.
Thank you to the women that are... literally in my life, that continue to be in my life. Thank you to my friends for being the people that you are, because look at me now. Thank you to my cousins for actually being crazy enough to entertain the fact that I say I'm a photographer and to literally stage photo shoots and let me just pose you randomly. Shout out to them.
Shout out
to them also for being so brilliant that I have no choice but to be brilliant myself because I'm from a family of people that are so amazing.
Aww.
And yeah, man, little old me is trying what I'm trying, and I really hope that, you know, everything goes well. But for any of you who have love letters to women in your lives, share them with us on social media. Medibus Radio on all social media platforms. We definitely want to hear about the women have impacted you, who make you who you are right now. Sure. You're going to be hearing voice notes detailing our two profiles, Ubuhle Mkhunu and Mrs. Lucia Mchakenjona. And you will be hearing all of the people whose lives that they've impacted and why they love them so much and how come they deserve all of this love they're getting from us.
Hi, Kat and Call Out team. My name is Zandile Silo. I'm the former head of news and current affairs at Medibus Radio. I am currently at Propeller Business Incubator. I lead the marketing and communications team there. Thank you very much, guys, once again, for having me on your show. I think it's such an honor and privilege to be part of these conversations. One of the things that stood out, or the things that I remember about Ubuhle or Bubbles, is that Ubuhle is such a charismatic person. Ubuhle is full of personality. She is colorful. And I always appreciated our conversations and the insight that we usually shared at the time. One conversation would lead to a whole lot of other conversations with Ubuhle. I remember this one time we hosted a student political party conversation. And now that I'm thinking about it, I think it wasn't really a great idea to have Ubuhle co-host with me that conversation. Because one, Ubuhle is a conversation. It was with her political party, or the political party that she was part of. And I was mid in the conversation when I realized that, oh my goodness, Ubuhle is actually part of this conversation and is part of this particular political party or political organization. But you know what that I loved, what I loved and I truly appreciated about Ubuhle during those conversations was that she was very... She was neutral, and I'm not too sure if neutral is an appropriate term or word that I can use to describe how she led those conversations. She asked such relevant questions to the student political parties, and she wasn't afraid to nip everything in the bud. And I remember at the time, the political organization was in such fire. I was on fire, and Transit on fire was on the hot seat. And Ubuhle drove those conversations so well. She handled it quite well. And what I loved was that Mana Ubuhle is a yapper of note. And I love yappers because I'm also a yapper. And Ubuhle drove that conversation back to student-related issues. And she wanted answers as well, as a student as well. But at the same time, she was very fair in her questions, line of questioning. So what a message that I leave Ubuhle for the future is that continue being charismatic. Continue to being bright and beautiful. Continue to sparkle, to be bubbles, because I think that sometimes the world or the places that we find ourselves in isn't colorful, and they're not bubbly, and they are not enthusiastic, and they're not still eager for the things that we are eager for. So continue being that, because I think that as sometimes as we grow older, things become serious, very serious. And ziyakhawuleza izinto to be serious. And I think that the moment that you lose a particular spark, the train might leave. So what I want to say to Ubuhle is that, and as she journeys into herself, her career, wherever that she ends up at, whatever, is that continue being charismatic and continue to being bright and bubbly and being bubbles. And because I think that that is such a unique character trait, and that some people don't really have, and kunzima for some people to actually ignite that spark. And I think Ubuhle has that spark. And yes, to take up space and being bubbly as she always has been, and how I remember her to be, and also for Ubuhle to continue to using her voice, because she has a voice, to use her voice and use a platform. And this is also something that I carry with myself, always, that I use my voice, because I have that voice. So yeah, happy Women's Month, Ubuhle. Love you loads, my darling. Madiba's
Radio. A very good morning to the Madiba's Radio and its listeners. My name is Musa Sekonde, and I feel so honored this morning to be granted this opportunity to speak about such a remarkable woman in my life, Mrs. Lucia Mchagenjona. Mrs. Lucia Mchagenjona is more than just a residence manager to me. She's like a mother. In the absence of her parents, she's been a constant source of love, of guidance, and of support to many of us. Her nurturing spirit, her kindness and care have helped shape me into the person that I am today. Umama has taught me to be confident, to command rooms with poise and presence, and to always present myself as my best. She's shown me that leadership isn't just about authority, but about empowering others and lifting each other up. Mrs. Lucia Mchagenjona embodies the epitome of sisterhood, demonstrating that I am because you are, and you are because I am. Her influence in our lives has extended far beyond our residence, inspiring a sense of community and solidarity among us. I'm very grateful for her mentorship, her trust, and her unwavering support. Thank you for being a mother figure to so many of us, Mama, and for showing us what it means to lead with love and compassion. Thank you.
Madiba's Radio. Good morning, Madiba's Radio and esteemed listeners. My name is Toba Magyumza, and what an honor it is to be extended this opportunity to speak about an extraordinary woman who has made a profound impact in my life, Mrs. Lucia Mchagenjona, my residence manager. I firmly believe that the presence of a phenomenal woman like Mama is essential in our Nelson Mandela University community. She embodies more than just her role as a residence manager, not only in my life but within the residence. She is a mentor and a motherly figure to me.
Her unwavering support, guidance, and faith in my abilities has been pivotal in my personal leadership and academic growth. Mama is a stalwart advocate for academic growth and excellence, fostering a sense of sisterhood in the residence and providing and prioritizing the safety and well-being of her students. Her mentorship has been instrumental in shaping my confidence, resilience, and determination, not only in leadership settings, but in my life. She has empowered me to seize opportunities that have contributed to my development. I would like to express my deepest gratitude for her presence in my life. I believe that Umama is a beacon of hope and strength, exemplifying the true essence of empowerment and upliftment. Her leadership, mentorship, and love have left a huge mark in my life, and I'm forever grateful. Thank you.
Oh yes, I like
Madiba's Radio. I just love women.
They just, you womanhood.
Know, womanhood, yeah. Exactly. Love it so much. Love it so much. And I just love how you, I love how you speak about people. That's one thing I've noticed. You like speak so highly of people, and you notice the little things mm-hmm. that people do. You're attentive. I really like attentive people so much, because I'd like to believe I also am.
Mm.
I don't know. It just warmed my heart when you're speaking about your granny, you know, your cousins, you know, the little photo shoot, you know, that was an awe moment. Yeah. That was an awe moment.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're amazing yourself, Kat.
Thank you very much.
You really are. And, I remember first, you know, joining the call out.
Mm.
So I was like, I don't know what to do. I do not know what to do. Like, I didn't even have an idea of if I'm going to go left, am I going to go right?
I remember when you were trying to drop that script.
Girl, I sent a script to Kat, and I'm like, how is this? She was so honest with me. That's what I like about you. She was so honest. No, this is perfect. But, and then she had a list. But like, I'm so happy that, you know, I'm happy I asked her, because now I know better. And you also made me feel comfortable to come up to you to ask you when I don't understand something. You never made me feel like I'm being a burden or I'm being a nuisance to you. You know, you always welcome me with such warm arms, always ready to help as well. And I really appreciate that.
Anytime. Really, this right here, I want your success more than anything.
Aww.
I think I love seeing the success of the station, but also the people who work here, because we really are a family, and I think putting that into the universe is just an amazing thing to go about.
For sure.
Thank you for having me. We're having an all-girls call-out.
Yeah, actually. And let's do that, because it's Women's Month. We're having
an all-girls call-out. Shout out.
I really enjoyed having you today here.
Thank you very, very much.
It was very nice. It was very... You know, we had a heart-to-heart moment there, you know.
We got really mushy. We're hoping that you enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm. The same way that we enjoyed it. So that is it from the Call Out Podcast. And we hope to have you again sometime soon. When are you coming back?
Believe I'm going to come back very, very soon. But I have to come back where you are corn.
I know you're listening.
Like,
I know you're listening.
Get back in the city.
Come back.
Expeditiously.
Come back. I'll tell you guys on the next episode. Uba ebe sense Antoni and a babe. He always snitches on me when I'm not around. He's actually, like, he does.
He really does.
I will be snitching on Vuisanani on the next episode. So stay tuned for that. It was great having you, Kat.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much to everyone who listened. And of course, follow us on madibas.radio. And please also follow me on Instagram and TikTok. On Instagram, Karabo_Daniels. And on TikTok, Karabo.Daniels. Okay, then. Until next time.
The best youth station in the Bay. Madibas Radio.
What's up? What's good, Madiba's fam? It is another week and it's another episode right here on Madiba's podcast. You're listening to Extra Time, Kalibitsa Ke Rabona Chabane. And listen, you may have missed us last week, but we're back this week and we're back even better, bringing you all things sports. And of course, I never bring you all things sports by myself. Today, I'm joined by a lovely, lovely lady who is going to tell us about her. You know her. You know her voice. But she's back. It's been a hot minute since you've heard her, but she's back today.
It's been a while since I've been gone. My name is Siamo, as you all know. We're back with another news with sports, in terms of sports. And also, since it's Women's Month, we'll also be doing Women Empowerment.
Like, yo, we're getting into all things. Like, the past two episodes, we've been doing Rising Stars. And I said in the last episode that come Women's Month, our focus and spotlight of Rising Stars is going to be sportswomen.
Yes.
We're focusing on women. We're shedding light on women. It is Women's Month. It's been a good Women's Month. I hope it's
so
been,
far.
Yeah.
So far.
Actually, I had a very bad week last week.
No.
everything was just going bad last week. But it's fine. You move.
We move on.
We move.
We continue.
As the infamous Winnie Madikizela Mandela once said, her resilience is in the face of confinement, exile, and constant surveillance made her a symbol of defiance. Today's show is all focusing on women who have shown resilience and never given up attitude in the world of sports, and we would like to praise them for civilians showing purpose and dedication in what they believe and love and are indeed our she heroes, and we would like to give a big up to them.
Yes.
So what's up? What do you have for us?
So we'll be looking at the Cricket International Second T20, Australia versus South Africa. So the Proteas will be looking to bounce back from their last defeat with Australia as they are training from behind 1-0 in their one-day international series against Australia. And then I think it's either they did play today or they're about to play, I'm not sure, but we have Australia versus South Africa 2025 T20 International. The venue will be at Marara Oval, Darwin in Australia. And then in today's day and 2:45 PM.
So we can't really give results at the moment because...
Yes, we can't because of...
It hasn't
time
started.
Issues,
yeah.
Time zones, it's a problem. Yeah.
And yeah, moving on to the Betway Premiership. The Betway Premiership 2025-2026 season started with a bang over the past weekends with some thrilling matches that took place, and these are the results. So kind of, what team are you again?
Sundowns the last time, guys.
And Sundowns was playing in PE.
I didn't go.
Why?
Let me tell you guys.
Okay.
Since it was Women's Month, I had a women's event.
That's...
Yes.
Shout out.
Clock it.
I was actually telling my friend, I was on a call with her because my housemate was going to the game.
Yes.
So I'm on a call with my friend and I'm telling her, I'm like, that is a bit selfish
it
of
is.
The soccer players.
It is.
Because it's Women's Day
and
but people are going
us.
To go and watch men play.
Imagine.
Why didn't we have a game for the women?
Imagine.
You know, but that aside, we had Orlando Pirates FC take on Sekhukhune United with a 0-1-2 Sekhukhune. We had AmaZulu versus Albert College with a 1-0-2 AmaZulu. And then Chipa United versus Mamelodi Sundowns with a 1-1 draw. With Polokwane City versus Makesi FC with a 0 draw. And then we had Marumo Gallants take on Richards Bay with a 2-1 final score for Marumo Gallants. And then we had Siwelele FC versus the Golden Arrows with a 3-1 win for Siwelele FC. We had TX Galaxy versus Durban City with a 0-2 to Durban City. And then finish off for that weekend, we had Stellenbosch versus Kaizer Chiefs, where Kaizer Chiefs took the win with a 2-0. I must say, I am impressed with these results.
Mm-hmm.
Not too much on Orlando Pirates, though. Not too much on them. But everyone else, I think, is doing a pretty decent job. I am a bit disappointed in the Mamelodi Sundowns versus Chipa United game, because if you look at a caliber of Mamelodi Sundowns, you'd expect them to have a score... Especially against Chipa United.
True.
You'd
true.
Expect a big gap.
A big gap.
But same. You're drawing. Like, if you have the players that you have, and you have the team and the coaches, and you have all this experience. I mean, you were playing in a club FIFA World Cup a couple of months ago.
True.
And you get back into the South African field of the Betway Premiership, and these are the results that you're putting out first game. But then again, the season just started.
Yeah.
They're going to shock us.
Yes.
And another shock that shook me, and I think is shocking everybody else, is the greatness of Siwelele FC. 3-1 for your first game. More than anything, I'm jealous. I'm jealous.
Don't be.
Do you know why I'm jealous?
Why?
The game was in Bloem. So Siwelele FC is a Bloem club now.
Oh.
So the game was in Bloemfontein.
You didn't go.
I didn't go.
Yeah, with us.
Everyone was there. Like, it was amazing. Like, I feel so sad when I miss out on great games for great teams.
I think I felt like the time when was that the Springboks were playing this side, and I was like, yeah, I missed it.
Next time I'm gonna put you on. Next time we're gonna make sure you're playing. No, like, I really am thoroughly impressed with Siwelele FC. They are, I think, top three on the log.
Yes,
so that's quite impressive. Kaizer Chiefs is another shocker.
It's coming with fire. It's coming with bang, okay. You know,
Nedbank Cup was literally just the start of what they're about to show us.
Yes. Especially, who's that kid? Ngobo.
Yes.
Ngobo.
Mm. It was literally, this is a preview of the season that's about to come.
Imagine.
Because they haven't lost a game.
Question is that, is Orlando Pirates ready?
Okay. Nah.
Yeah.
Not too much, though.
Okay.
Like I said, not too much on my team.
Okay.
Our excuse, and I think it's a valid excuse, we have a new coach.
Okay.
So I think the coach is still finding
the feet, you know.
Like, they're still finding their feet. They're still finding their flow with the team and how to deal. I mean, it's only been two games.
Yes.
I mean, they took on Marumo Gallants last night. And
no, y'all will get better, man.
I don't even know what to say. Because, child, I don't even know how that even happened. Like,
Hey!
But I'm gonna blame it on the fact that we have a new coach,
new strategies, so everything. Yeah.
But we're gonna get them.
Yeah,
we're gonna get them. Just give us some time.
We will.
Please do. Please do.
Since we are celebrating Women's Month, we have good women that we'll be talking about, great women in the sports industry. I'll be starting off with Bongiwe Msomi, born on the 19th of January 1988 in Hammersdale in KZN.
Mm-hmm.
She's a former South African netball international and current netball coach. Between 2011 and 2023, Msomi made 171 senior appearances for South African netball.
Wow.
She represented SA at the 2011, 2015, 2019, and 2023 Netball World Cups.
I know,
and
that's
in 2014.
Right.
Bruh, it's a lot. It's, yeah, you're working full time, eh?
I mean, 171. She's reached 100 caps. She's reached 150 caps.
Imagine.
That's big.
It is.
And if you look at her age, like from 2011, for her to still maintain that over 10 years.
Imagine.
And always be selected for the World Cup. Special. Shout out, woman.
She's eating. She's eating it up. She's eating it up. And then, in 2014, 2018, and 2020, Commonwealth Games. She was a member of the team that medaled at the 2012 World University Netball Championship. And in 2012, first five Netball World Series. In 2016, wow, this person played.
Hey. Listen, accolades after accolades.
Hey.
Every single tournament, present.
She's there. She's there.
And not just...
I think this is a motivation, man.
What's the motivation?
You need to, like, don't give up, man. Because sometimes I know that the games don't go as much as expected.
Mm.
And sometimes I know myself, I used to play basketball. Sometimes I would, like, get discouraged during practice because, hey, it's a lot going down.
Yeah.
Like, it's a lot going. And, yeah, it takes courage to, like, continue playing, you know.
Resilience.
Yeah.
I don't even like saying strong. I don't really like the term strong woman. I feel like women are allowed to be fragile. So I think resilience.
Yes.
Like resilience is the way to go.
It's the way. It's the, as Winnie Mandela did say.
Right.
You know. Yeah. So in 2016 to 2019, she was awarded the Captain Umbert to lead the South African national team. She's also the most capped netball international player in South Africa with 171 appearances. She retired in 2023 and she is currently serving as the head coach of the University of Johannesburg netball team.
I know her.
You do?
I met her in high school. Now that I think about it, I met her. I met her in high school because I used to play netball.
Yeah.
And we had a lot of SA players that would come around. We had trainings. We had workshops.
Yes.
And she, last year we had varsity netball.
Okay.
I met her as last year as well. We hosted varsity netball for a bumper weekend. And like I said, she's the UJ coach. She was there. So, lovely lady, a star. And like we said, 100 caps, 150 caps. Now she's the most capped international netball player in South Africa.
Imagine. History, such a title.
History. Nah. Her story written. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And UJ won USAS.
Really?
This past holiday. This past recess. USAS won. UJ won USAS.
Wow.
Which was hosted here.
Wow.
So she's doing a stellar job UJ coach.
She is.
Like, they won it all.
I hope she's getting paid lots of money.
That's about in it.
You know.
Okay, we're going into our second spotlight, a woman spotlight, that is Desiree Ellis. Desiree Ellis was born on the 14th of March in 1963, Salt River, Cape Town, and is a South African woman soccer coach and a former player. As a player, Ellis played club football for 24 years with South Africa, Irish and English clubs and teams, and she played as a midfielder. Her longest club spell was for Spurs Ladies, with whom she played for 11 years.
Wow.
Her international career was not as easy during those days. There were apartheid regimes, but that did not stop her from doing what she loves most. Okay, shout out.
Amanda.
She represented and was a founding member of the South African Women's National Team, which was formally formed in 1993 following SAFA's admission to FIFA in 1992. At 30 years old, she debuted for South Africa as vice captain, leading the team to a historic 13-0 win against Eswatini. Ellis Desiree continued to play the games for the next 9 years and retired at the age of 39 in 2002. As a coach of South African women's national team, she has achieved more than any coach in South Africa women's football, and she has taken over the role in 2016 and has coached Banyana Banyana to runner-ups at the final in the 2018 WAFCON and qualifying them for their first ever Women's World Cup tournament. The 2019 FIFA Women's World Cup in 2022, she coached the team to their first ever WAFCON title, which also booked them to their second Women's World Cup tournament. Hmm. During the tournament, the team qualified to the knockout stages of the tournament, first ever in history, bowing out in round 16. Her accomplishment, she won CAF Women's Coach of the Year Award, and in 2023, she was awarded a National Order of Inga Manga by South African government for her contributions to soccer.
Wow. Wow.
Listen, this was a heavy read, né?
It was.
But it's good. It just shows how much her passion has led her to be the person that she is today.
True.
And at the age that she is, I mean, she retired years ago, before I was even born. She retired, but that did not stop her from contributing into women's football in South Africa.
Yes.
She didn't say, well, I did what I had to do. Anyways, for the upcoming football stars, they'll see to finish. Mm. She was like, I'm going to be a part of the journey. Her passion led her, despite not being a player, her passion led her to being the person that she is today, to get all these achievements and accomplishments in these last 20 years, if I can say that.
Imagine. She's really doing history.
Her story. History. Like,
you know.
Come on. WAFCON, FIFA, Women's World Cup tournament. Like,
we should be really learning from these people. Like,
but as much as she does all of this, there's still these small discriminatories against women's football.
True.
Because the last episode that Sam and I had, we shed a light on one of the players, and she was talking about how underpaid they are. And it was really, and the crazy thing is, after Sam and I wrapped up the episode, we were talking about Jemina. After we wrapped up the episode, I go on my social media and I'm on TikTok, and here's a video of her. She has never popped up on my For You page before. And she popped up literally after we wrapped up the episode. I even sent it back to Sam. And I was like, we were literally talking about her. Like, now. And she was talking about the challenges that they face and the unfairness that they faced compared to the men athletes under SAFA. And it's like, what more do they want the woman to do?
Like,
what more must we achieve for us to prove that we are worthy of being on the same level as the men's team? And if you were to ask me, in the last few years, they've performed better than Bafana has.
Of course.
Bafana only started picking up
recently,
very recent.
Yeah.
2023, that's when they started gaining traction. But they've been doing it for since 2018.
Imagine.
They qualified for AFCON. And yeah.
But they keep on playing. They don't stop. They don't stop. We don't stop.
What can we say? Like, it really, women's football or women's athletes in general, that's what's so important, to have people like us.
Yes.
To not only report on women's sports, but to also be like, we are supporting you.
True.
We are backing you 10 toes down. Yesterday, I was on campus because the Madiba's ladies team was playing. And guess who was watching the ladies?
You went.
Yes, I did go.
They invited me. Like, I did get an invite come to watch me. And I was like, hey, Brayaka.
Yeah, well, you need to start being a present friend.
Yes.
I'm not happy with what I'm hearing.
Yes.
You need to start being a present friend. I literally went to go watch the game. It was an amazing game. They won 19-5.
Wow.
Against,
very proud.
I think the team is called African Warriors or African Giants, something along those lines. But it was a great game. And then shortly after, it was supposed to be the men's game.
Yes.
But due to some technical
issues,
the men's game had to be cancelled.
Okay.
But I'm glad I went to the women's game. And I think girls who play rugby are pretty cool, because who else do you know would play an 80-minute game with a full set of lashes and a fresh install? I was even, more than anything, with the rugby girls, I was actually stalking them during USA.
Really?
I was stalking their vlogs. And I was like, install lashes, like they're ready.
Literally,
you know, in one of the vlogs, I think it was posted by Oya and Lisa, she literally, they're sitting down and they're doing each other's lashes before a game.
Wow.
That, I don't know, that's epitome of girlhood. Like, that
it is sisterhood, like,
right? And I was like, wow, like, they did not let a game change them or stop them from doing girl thing.
True.
Sat there, did their lashes before their game, and I was like, I was very much stalking them. I saw more of the girls' vlogs than I saw of the guys' vlogs. So yeah.
Okay. Do you know that Creed edit?
What's your name?
Creed. Yeah. So this one, her name is Simangele. Smash.
All right.
Yeah. So instead of Creed, you say Smash.
What's your name?
Smash.
Right.
You see, you're clocking now. So this is Simangele Smash Hatebe. So Simangele was born in Gwatemba, Gauteng. Is a South African boxer. Growing up experiencing abuse is what drove her to boxing.
Mm-hmm.
So we're still facing GBV in South Africa, guys. That hasn't changed.
Yeah.
Simangele Smash Hatebe is a 202 flying weight champion and a 3-time IBU champion. Okay. She believed boxing was her way to take her frustration out of her past abuse. Eventually, as they say, the rest was history, as she found a career in boxing, breaking records in a boxing ring and becoming a well-known women's boxing fighter. She believed that her voice, indeed Smash, deserves praise for her persistence and resilience. And she is indeed our superhero. And we indeed celebrate and congratulate her in our Big Up Smash. In our show, Big Up Smash, continues with your performance is in the ring. We are fully behind you. That means she's still playing.
Yeah. Oh. She's still very much in it, okay?
I'm talking about in
it. Like, taking your pain and hurt.
Yes.
And finding a way to, I don't even want to say, I think channel it
into
something great. That's commendable.
It is. It is.
And because she did it, she probably even started boxing as a way to fight back and then later realized that, why should I fight back when I could fight for greatness?
True.
For a better life, for better opportunities. And look now. We call you.
She's making it.
Smash.
When we if get we could get that sound. Po, po,
that's
po,
what I'm saying. I'm, so nice. When I get out here, I'm going to look for videos.
Same.
I need to see this.
Same. Ba, 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 ba.
I think we should do an edit, actually.
Girl, I'm not good at edits. You can.
I can.
I mean, yeah, I you can. Me, my editing skills are very limited, okay? One thing about me, I will just throw videos on and I'll make it an auto-edit. We're not all, like, as much as I thrive in many different things. Some things I'm just
no.
It's not in my, I don't even want to say, it's not my forte.
True.
We can't excel in everything.
True.
So what may be your strength is my weakness.
Yes.
What's my strength is your weakness. And that's life.
Yes.
That is life.
It is life.
But of course that brings us to the end of the show. The end of this week's episode of Woman Spotlight. I think that's the segment. I'm calling it Woman Spotlight.
Yeah,
Woman we have Spotlight. I think at least 2 weeks left of August, so
yes,
we're calling it Woman Spotlight.
Yes,
we had other athletes who wanted to shed spotlight on last week. I think we can.
Yes, we can. Actually.
We can actually shed a light on
how.
Oh, my favorite! Like this one. Listen, we were supposed to hear about this and speak about this last week. Right?
Yes.
And we couldn't because, like we said, technical. But Tiama's going to read one, and I will finish off with my all-time favorite. Wait, you better not pick...
What's my screen?
You better not pick my favorite, because that's my favorite. There's a reason why I and
wait, which one is your favorite? Wait, before...
No, actually, Tiama and I produced last week's show.
Yes.
We produced it together, and you guys missed out on a great episode.
Which one is your favorite? Yeah.
Other one, I can't say her name now because...
Of course. I think it might be the person that you suggested.
Yes, it is.
I know.
What can I say?
I know.
Like,
I know.
It's like...
I get you.
She's
I
my
get
favorite
you.
All I time. Get you. I love her. I stalk her social media. I'm very much involved in her and her family. I see her and I'm just like... The world did you so bad, and man.
So, okay, now I'll pick this one.
Okay.
So I remember last month we were doing the Rising Stars. Youth Rising Stars. So I was like, when I did the script, I was like, Youth Rising Stars and Women?
Let's put a two and let's, two together. Let's,
you know? So I got Kirsten Donnelly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Kirsten Donnelly from Wentworth in South Durban is a rising star in South Africa's women's football.
All right.
So she's born to a football coach parents who founded the Shooting Stars team. She began playing at the age of 6.
Wow.
That time, yay. I don't know.
I was playing netball. I was already starting my athletic journey at age 6.
So. Oh, now I was Beyonce, guys.
No, I was very much in my element at the age of 6. So wow. I hear it.
You hear it. Initially in boys team due to limited opportunities for girls. So she used to play with the boys. Bafana the boys. By the age 9, she joined a women's team and progressed through a national youth squad, joining the U17 team at the age of 15.
Hmm.
So Donnelly shone in last year's women's varsity football tournament, becoming the top scorer and winning the player of the tournament while playing for the University of Western Cape Ladies.
Right. Yeah. Because I was about to say, varsity football started last week. We were supposed to share that. But anyways, it started last week. And I must say, the women's one hasn't started yet. It's only the men's that started.
Yes,
the women is starting in
around September. Yes.
And then we also have varsity netball that is starting. The varsity netball starts on the 24th of August.
Okay.
So there's a lot happening for the girls.
Yes.
I'm very excited for them. I'm excited for Madivas, really. I am scared for them, though. With regards to varsity netball, we have an addition to the teams this year. We have Varsity College.
Oh.
That's because TUT got relegated after last season.
Okay, makes
sense. And the
reason
why I say I'm scared for my demons because we were second last on that log at the end of the tournament. We were 7.
Okay.
TUT was 8th. Okay. So they took TUT out and they put Varsity College.
Varsity College makes sense.
We can't have.
We can't. No. We need to push. We need to push
because really, there are lots on the line.
Yeah.
If we want to play again next season, then they gotta work. Varsity football, on the other hand, we.
What's going on?
I get so sad when I have to talk about.
I thought I was going to see us there.
I get so sad when I have to talk about varsity football because we don't participate.
Oh.
None of our teams. Sad. Hopefully, one day.
One day.
Someday. Yes. But to wrap up and to close off, I'm going to talk about one of my favorite athletes of all time. If anyone ever asks you, who's Rabona's favorite athlete?
Yes.
This is who you go to.
Mm-hmm.
Forget anything that I've ever posted. This is where my heart
is at.
Truly is. Okay.
True.
This is one day I hope to meet her. I will meet her soon.
Maybe we'll do an interview with her. One day, guys. One day.
No, one day. We're destined for greatness.
Yes.
We're going to be in places and environments that allow us to meet our stars.
Yes.
So, of course, I'm going to shed a light on Caster Semenya. Caster Semenya is a South African two-time Olympic champion and recently won her case at the European Court of Human Rights against World Athletics. The court ruled that her rights were violated by regulations that forced her to take medication to reduce her natural testosterone levels in order to compete in women's event. This landmark ruling not only reaffirms her dignity and fight for equality in sport, but also challenges the way female athletes with differences in sixth development are treated. While the case doesn't immediately overturn the rules, it puts pressure on global sporting bodies to reevaluate policies that discriminate against women based on natural biology. Caster's victory is a symbol of courage and resistance against a system that tried to limit women's full participation in sport. Her story highlights the importance of standing firm for your identity rights and the right to compete without being forced to change who you are. We are happy, right?
Very much so.
We are happy, but I'm not happy at the timing of it.
They started
this case when she was at her peak.
True.
She was supposed to, listen, she was supposed to turn the world upside down.
God, why this happened.
She was, like, she's much, very much still in the world history books, but I didn't want this to be her story. Like, she had so much to give, so much to offer.
And she was still going to do more if this thing didn't come along.
They ruled this outside of her peak. And now she's focusing on her family. She's very much family-oriented. She has, I think, two daughters. Like I said, I'd be stalking.
Yeah, you have been. You've been sashing.
You know? So, like, we are very happy for her. Like, I really think it's important to shed a light on injustices against women. True. And not only that, but things that are outside of our control, like the DSD and treatments and things of biology and things that are outside of our control, and how outsiders are telling you who you are.
Imagine.
Like,
wow.
On Pikisa. Come on. Like, nah. But overall, I am very happy that she won her case.
Yes.
It's been years. Yes. Who knows how. Because we, as much as this case has been ongoing, we didn't really hear much about it anytime. But obviously, this may have taken a toll on her.
Mm.
And I'm glad in the end she came out on top.
She won.
She came out on top.
Yes.
But yeah, it's time for Tiamo and I to love and leave you. It's been a great episode. Of course, you can connect and engage with us on our social media at Madiba's Radio on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, as well as X. Tiamo, where can the people find you?
You can find me on Instagram at TMOM.
TMOM.
That's right.
You can find me on all my social media platforms at Rabone Chobane on Instagram, Facebook, X, and no, not TikTok. I don't want people calling my TikTok. My TikTok account's even private.
I'm going to stalk you the way you stalked Caster Semenya.
My TikTok is private now, so no one's going to find me on TikTok. Like,
okay.
It's private. You can stalk my other socials. It's fine. My Facebook is. Yeah, my Facebook. Anyways, it's been a great episode. It's been great having you here. We will catch you all next week on Extra Time. This is Madiba's Radio Podcast.
And happy Women's Month.
Opening up the waves for you to be heard.